Oh, that's a jam. That's Queen right there. They're the artist of the day.
You're very quick to call things jams that aren't.
Thank you.
Queen. Telephone number here, as always, is what I do for a living. 576-7798. It is a Thursday afternoon. Beautiful, but a little chilly. Keyword to cash this hour is victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. Text that into 72881 for this national contest message, and data rates may apply.
So, you know, we very rarely have guests into the studio, onto the show, but this next hour is so important. I am so passionate about what we're about to talk about. I actually believe this hour will save somebody's life. I say it every time we talk about heart health. Somebody listening out there is going to connect the dots, and we are hoping that through this amazing story, you will listen to your body, and go get help if you need it. And so Carrie Stoll is here. You know that name. You know that beautiful face from Fox 4. We are so glad you are here. And sitting next to her is a man by the name of Dan Booz. Now, we had never met Dan, Scott.
We've been around him, but
we've
never
met
him.
We've been around him because when we showed up at Fox 4 to tape a podcast with Mark Alford on September 21st, Mark looked white as a sheet and said to us when we walked into the studios there, "I think a man just died in our parking lot."
I was there when the ambulance drove away.
The man he was referring to is Dan Booz, who joins us very much live and alive.
Hello, hello.
In the studio. Carrie, you are a big part of this story. You guys were doing a big morning fan fest Chiefs Red Friday thing.
Yes.
Dan, I'm guessing you were wearing...
The Mahomes jersey.
Of course. You were wearing a Mahomes jersey.
Yes.
What do you remember, Carrie, when all of this started to go very bad very quickly for Dan?
You know, Dan was on our show all morning long. He was considered a super fan. And throughout the day, you could just tell he didn't seem like he was feeling well. I remember people throughout the day asking if you were okay, if you needed the bathroom, water, anything. And I think at some point you said you weren't feeling okay.
And what did not feeling okay mean, Dan?
Well, over the previous 90 days, I was having stomach and chest pains. And, you know, so I just thought it was another, you know, little episode that my stomach was flaring up or something.
And you're how old?
I am 57.
You are 57, but I do want to say you are incredibly fit. When you walked in, I thought, that's a good-looking fit guy. You are not a 500-pound heart attack waiting to happen kind of guy. You're not the kind of guy people typically associate with having this major, major heart attack.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that very much.
You look great.
I do.
You're hot.
So hot Dan, you are in your Mahomes jersey. You're sweating. You're kind of sweating. You said you didn't feel great.
And I kind of thought maybe it was just because I was on TV or something.
Yeah, you were nervous or whatever. Yeah, so. And then, Carrie, what happened? What do you remember happening? Because Dan checks out at this point. We don't hear from him for another 12 days.
So I was standing in the back parking lot, and I heard a woman yell, "Who knows 911?" And it was frantic. And now I know it was his wife, Terry, who yelled that. But it was that moment where you hear that and everybody just stops and stares. You know, did you really just hear somebody yell, "Who knows," or yell 911, "Who knows CPR?" And I just thought, well, I do. So I guess I'll go and see what's going on.
How long ago were you trained in CPR?
20 years.
20 years.
You were
a lifeguard.
Yeah. So I was first trained when I was in elementary school. For babysitting classes, and then I was a lifeguard for 6 years. My first year in school, I was a nursing major before I switched to journalism, but it's been a solid 20 years before I've taken a CPR class.
So the first thing you see when you run toward the chaos is what?
His wife. She's standing there crying hysterically, and then I saw Dan lying on the ground, and he was purple.
In the bus or outside of the
bus? He was lying on the bus, in the bus, and he was just... purple, and he had, this might be gross, but he had snot coming out his nose, slobber rolling down his face, and same as what Mark Alford said, the first thing I thought was, this man just died in our parking lot. That's the first thing I thought.
So, you know CPR. Mm-hmm. Someone else is trying to start CPR, mm-hmm. and I think this is a little important because I think people see CPR on TV, and they think, I could probably jump in and do that, and something is better than nothing. Any
yes.
Any trainer will tell you doing something is better than nothing. You thought perhaps the person who first started working on Dan was maybe doing it a little low?
From where I was sitting, yeah. And it's so hard to say because you're trained, but it's not like people just drop down around me every day. You know, so you always think that you can jump in and help, but you also, like, same thing. When I was doing CPR, I was like, I hope I'm doing this right. I hope that this is helping. I hope I'm not hurting him any more than he's already hurt.
So you jump in and start compressions.
Mm-hmm.
What is everyone else doing at that point? Or are you so laser focused, do you even remember,
It was
Carrie?
A little bit of both. It was one of those things where time stands still. And I just remember a few times yelling, where are the paramedics? You know, because in moments like that, when time slows, it just feels like it's taking forever to get help. And I just remember them taking his wife off the bus. She was hysterical and she needed to not see what was happening. There were a couple of nuns who I think are nurses, you know, who are on the bus who are helping, you know, and we just kept rotating. There was a group of us. We also have an engineer at the station. His name's Dave Pitts, and he came out and he relieved me. So everybody was just kind of rotating, you know, helping do CPR.
And you are supposed to rotate because, Scott, one of the things when I went through my training with the firefighters, they said you don't realize how quickly exhausting it becomes in a frantic situation to keep up that pace and those compressions
that
on the
chest. Staying alive pace.
To the beat of staying alive.
And, you know, it's funny because so many people have asked me, how long were you doing CPR? I have no idea.
You don't know.
I have no idea. But when Dave came on the bus and he said, can I relieve you? I said, yes. And my thought was at that point, he and I could go back and forth until paramedics get there. After that, it seemed as though paramedics arrived, you know, pretty quickly.
So you're doing chest compressions. You have two nun chief fan nurses doing doing chest compressions. You have an engineer doing chest compressions. Then the paramedics. How long, Dan, were they pressing on your chest before you got to the ER? I think have they told you since?
No, actually, I really don't know.
Let's go to the source. Carrie, how long were you doing
Let me tell you all
this
about it.
This is incredible to me.
So I talked to his surgeon, and his surgeon said that he had CPR for close to an hour before they started his surgery. You know, and I know I've talked to Terry. She witnessed it. She said that there were 8 to 10 people around him in the emergency room doing CPR continuously. They didn't have time to get him hooked up to any sort of machine. They started his surgery with a nurse still on top of him doing CPR.
Dan, this is an awkward question to ask someone sitting in front of me breathing. Were you dead?
Well,
did you
for
see
12
something?
Days.
Seriously, did you see something? I think is what she's saying. Did you go to the other side?
At that moment, no. But for the 12 days, yes. I can honestly say that I've been to the other side and have witnessed, you know, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's amazing how much strength he can give to you in need.
No, wait. So, we're talking about a near-death experience then.
Yes.
You experienced that.
I did.
What was it like?
I don't, of course, remember most of the 12 days. I do remember, you know, playing in a field with a bunch of kids, with my brothers and sisters.
Did you see a light?
No. No. I was just playing with kids most of the time.
Okay, so to clarify, when I said, were you dead, I meant clinically.
Okay, I went straight to the afterlife. Sorry.
And we're going to get to both because what you just said, I see your wife is crying. I did not expect this conversation to go that direction. I'm glad that it did. I think talking about CPR is important, but I want to hear about the kids in the field.
I want to know what Jesus looks like.
So can you stick with us? Because I think we have a lot to share with Kansas City today about your experience and Carrie about you and everyone else who jumped into action that day. And I applaud you more than you know for that. I think it's so important that somebody does something. And man, you all did that day. And Dan is here because of it.
All right. Carrie Stoll from Fox 4. Dan Booz, who was the chief super fan whose life she helped save, will join us again on the other side here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Dana Wright here. Now is the perfect time to add to your home gym. Head to Nebraska Furniture Mart, where you will find low prices on their huge fitness selection. They carry the basics to the best, all in one spot. And hey, hit all of your goals with a new fitness tracker. Burn off tons of calories with a new treadmill, elliptical, or exercise bike. The Mart even carries strength and weight training equipment and more. You can try it before you buy it. They got more than 40 fitness machines and 200 accessories on display. The Mart's friendly sales professionals can help you find the perfect piece of equipment to get you started. And right now, get a 24-pack of Powerade with any fitness equipment purchase, $199 or more. You will get a free one-year membership to iFit Fitness Coach with any qualifying Nordic Track purchase. Shop with 24 months financing to help you save on qualifying purchases, $499 or more as well. See the store for details. Get the total fitness package for less from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Harry Stoll from Fox 4, Dan Booz, whose story you may recall. He was on the party bus on September 21st in the parking lot at Fox 4 as I rolled in to watch the ambulance drive off. Dan had had a massive heart attack on the party bus in the parking lot of the Fox 4 on Signal Hill. Harry Stoll was one of many who performed CPR and helped save his life.
You were in the hospital many, many days, Dan. You were out of it for 12 days. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was the physician or surgeon said to you, Carrie, you guys all took turns rotating CPR for a total of almost an hour. Even when he got to the hospital, they were not allowed to hook him up to machines or stop and do other things because he was, for all intents and purposes, dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have time. And he said for a long time, his records showed John Doe. They didn't even know his name. They didn't have time to do anything. And if you look at the x-rays from when they started his surgery, you can see hands on top of his chest. So you can see them starting the surgery so that they can clear this blockage he had in his heart. And you can also see the outlines of a nurse's handprint on top. They had to continue doing CPR while they were doing surgery.
What's the last thing you remember, Dan?
Being interviewed by Nick Vassos on the Chiefs bus.
He's fantastic.
And sweating a little bit. And yeah.
Nick, how does Nick feel? Like, Nick, you interviewed me and I just down I went. Way to go, Nick.
Nick was shocked.
Oh, you cannot even imagine.
Nick just kept saying he looked sweaty. He looked like he was hot. And it was only 68 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So it was not a hot day. But Nick was, he was shook for sure.
Which goes back to, and to you, Dan, to pay attention to your symptoms. We always think it's something else. You thought maybe it was stomach or it was an ulcer. You had a doctor appointment a week later.
Nervous being on TV.
Maybe I'm nervous, when in fact it was your body saying like, eh, eh, eh.
Yes, very true.
So you are out for 12 days in the hospital. And I asked you, did you die? And Scott took that question to mean, did you cross over to some other place? You believe you did.
Well, I have certain memories of being in a better place with people that are special to me.
Your brother.
My brother. My
who's father. Not here anymore.
Correct.
And what can you describe? I don't want to get too personal. And yeah, you can tell me to go to hell.
My brother, Michael.
You went to heaven, apparently. But you can tell me to go to hell. What was it like? What did it feel like to be
like
dead?
The best day of my life, playing with the kids and my brother, Michael, kicking the ball around in the field, just playing, you know, not having a set game, just out there playing with the kids. That's what he used to do. When we used to go to my cousin's house, all the adults would be playing cards and doing this, and there's my other brother, you know, out playing with the little kids.
Did you talk to him?
Oh, certainly, yeah. He's the one that, both my older brothers are the one that gave me a lot of strength to come back.
Whoa, wait. They gave you strength to come back?
Yeah, I mean, there were times when I was in the hospital, and I kind of joked about it, but afterwards, I was telling my mom, you know, from the old Sanford and Sons TV station, it was like, oh, this is the big one, you know?
Sure.
And sure enough, it was, but...
But you said your brothers were telling you to come back. What do you mean?
They were telling me it's not time for you to go. All the kids still need you. And then my youngest daughter, know, still needs to be walked down the aisle. So
they told you that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and what did you say to them?
Well, my brothers told me that, you know, it's all for the kids, Dan. So, wow. You know, you got to be here for the kids. And then, you know, then I thought of course, my youngest daughter. So,
do you remember a moment where you opened your eyes and you are back in the hospital? Do you remember, or what do you remember of that experience? And how did you square that with where you were in your mind?
Well, of course, when I first woke up, I was still a little, not 100%. So, but I do remember my beautiful wife and my daughters being there. And it was very special, you know, seeing my family there. And then, you know, one at a time trying to recognize them. But no, they were right there when I woke up. You know, my mom, my brothers, my sisters. So,
how long did it take you to share the other part of this story with your family? I mean, this is deeply personal for you.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, from the newscast from last night and this morning, I've learned a little bit more about my initial stay going to St. Luke's. And so it's taken, you know, several weeks, if not months, to try to fully comprehend of the of where I was to where I'm at today.
Somebody wants to know real quick, and we got to get to the news, so make this quick if you can. When you were playing with the kids and your brother in this afterlife or whatever it was, how old were you?
Oh, I was probably like 15.
You were a kid again?
Yeah. Huh. Bad. I was just a big kid playing with the little kids.
And you knew you were 15?
I knew I was in that. I knew I was a teenager.
You weren't 57.
No, I was a teenager.
You got a couple minutes to stick around?
You bet.
Dan Booz, Kerry Stoll joining us in studio. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
An escaped inmate no longer on the lam. More next.
You know, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want safety, you want comfort, you want affordability, and you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia, which I'm driving right now, a Kia Sportage, comes with a lifetime warranty of its gadgets and options you like. We all do. Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
4:32, I'm Will Sterrett. The inmate who got away from the Lansing Correctional Facility earlier this week has been caught. 36-year-old Cal Henry Green III was found in Independence. He left the facility Monday in a Green Army dump truck, which was later found around 92nd and Parallel Parkway in KCK. He'd been serving time for aggravated battery in Wyandotte County. Also making headlines today, the vice president says the president has, quote, made no decision about declaring a national emergency to build a border wall with Mexico. But he adds, quote, the president's going to get this done one way or another, end quote. Pence called on Democrats to negotiate an end to the shutdown, which is now in its 20th day. The president and Democrats are at an impasse over wall funding and the president's insistence that $5 billion be allocated for it. Roughly 420,000 federal workers have been deemed essential. They are working unpaid at the moment, unable to take any sick days or vacation. An additional 380,000 are staying home without pay. A KU running back's been granted diversion in a domestic battery case. If Puka Williams successfully completes that, the domestic battery charge will be kept off his record. An affidavit alleges that Williams punched an 18-year-old woman in the stomach and grabbed her by her throat last month. The affidavit says that woman had text messages from Williams admitting to punching her, and a police officer found bruises on the woman. Williams reportedly told police she pushed that woman when he saw her in a room with other men. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:33.
Increasing clouds this evening. Temperatures staying in the 30s. We'll go for temperatures in those low 30s by the evening hours. By sunset, I think we'll be at about 35. By tomorrow morning, near 30 degrees, mostly cloudy conditions, and as our storm system moves further onshore, chance of some rain showers that could impact your morning drive, but it will be above freezing then. Looking for a mix by the mid-afternoon hours and then all snow toward the nightfall, overnight, and the first portion of Saturday. Winter weather advisory is already out. A couple of inches of snow at least for the metro, probably 2 to 4. Heavier the farther east you travel towards Sedalia, Marshall, certainly by Columbia, they could pick up 6+. High temperature on your Friday, once again, 40 degrees. On Saturday, 37. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
40 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Sterrett. News 98.1 KMBZ. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes it brighter. What steps keep it lighter.
Really, Rod? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger? That's our comeback song?
Rodney!
Rodney Beck!
One of the things we were saying off the air, Dan, is that your story proves several things, but everyone had to be in the exact place where they were for you to even be sitting here today. The hour-plus long CPR that everybody chipped in to do. And, you know, I had the opportunity a few months ago to listen to a 911 call, and I won't bore you with the details. But in that call, the two people with the patient did not know CPR. And what you quickly come to understand when you talk to firefighters and physicians and paramedics is that those early minutes when Carrie was there in that Fox 4 parking lot make the difference between life and death. Or, as one of the firefighters said, we can bring your body back, but you will not be.
Right.
There will be no one home if there's not someone there to keep your heart moving. It really is an extraordinary story.
Thank you. I'm certainly blessed. Certainly blessed to be here. It's
How has it changed you? The things that you've seen and now that you know that you're here.
Well, I'm a little more focused on you know, my projects at work and so forth, but you know, I certainly don't sweat the small stuff. You know, people start arguing or something like that. You know, I get right.
Like, dude,
in,
I died.
I get right in there and say, "Hey, it's okay. Yeah. You know, everything will be okay." So,
have you ever thought about suing Carrie for breaking your ribs?
No, they're 100% now, and so am I. So
that means she was doing it right.
I can't repay her enough.
She's so. Like, "Is that celery? What's that noise?" I love that you stopped by St. Luke's today and dropped off wine and chocolate for the physicians and the nurses who cared for you for so many days.
It was great to see them.
I bet for them it was great to see you.
Yeah, I got a few surprised smiles and people looking back. It's like, Dan? So it was amazing how many people remembered my name.
They gave you less than 5% chance of survival when you arrived?
I was told it's 3 to 5%, so very blessed to be here.
Did you buy a lottery ticket?
No, I'm not that kind of believer yet, but
I would.
Is it hard to talk about, or are you, ask is because you agreed so quickly to come here, and
no,
this is
it's
such
not
a personal
hard to
thing.
Talk about at all, because my part now is to, you know, give back, you know, and educate others, and hopefully one day, I'll be in a position where I can change somebody's life. You know, that's my goal. And if I can't do that, hopefully I can educate others and have others motivated to change people's lives. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Carrie changed my life. I could have came back in a different state than I am in now.
You could have not come back.
So, you know, it's all about you know, giving back and the kids.
Did you consider yourself a typical male? Did you not go to the doctor? We always hear that wives make the doctor's appointments and men are like, it's fine. Were you that guy? And what would you say to men now listening, knowing what you know about what your symptoms looked like?
I would encourage everybody to go get a cardio scan. You know, that's a real big thing. But no, You know, surprisingly enough, I was at the doctor's office 3 or 4 times in the last 3 months before I had my heart attack. And they were chasing an ulcer in my stomach instead of, you know, having these heart attacks. So,
And you had the Widowmaker. For anyone listening who's had or lost someone because of that, you know what that means. Your heart attack ended up being the big, big, big bad one.
Yeah.
And a cardio scan would have absolutely caught that?
Yes, it would have.
How many stents do you have?
I have 3.
3 stents.
Carrie, how's this changed you?
I still can't believe it happened. You know, it's one of those things when you asked me earlier, when was I trained in CPR? And it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So the whole situation just feels so surreal to me. And when I first found out that he made it through surgery, I was shocked. And then as I started to get updates that he was doing better and better, I was shocked. I would say kind of like Dan, it's don't sweat the small stuff. You know, I saw what he looked like in that moment. Somebody I had been talking to all morning and how he just fell over in the parking lot so quick. Life is precious, you know, so I'm a big believer in just enjoying life. And I really think everybody should learn CPR. I do. I look around. I go into places and I look around and I think, if I fell over right now, who would help me?
Who would help me?
Yeah, who would help me?
I think the same thing. Every restaurant I've been to since then that I know the managers of and so forth, I ask them straight out, are you CPR certified? And surprisingly enough, most of the answers that I've got back are yes, and my whole staff.
And your whole staff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because correct. I think once something like this touches you, you're like, oh, we should go learn CPR. It's not difficult. It really isn't difficult. You just have to be in a position to help, know what to do, and be willing to help. And as I said earlier, the firefighters the firefighters will tell you something is better than nothing, but it's a whole lot better for the patient if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is the first time that I heard that I had snot coming out of my nose and my, and my mouth, you know, stuff.
I've tried to keep that in. Dan, you didn't look good.
And then she still stepped up to the plate.
Didn't look good for you, bud.
I'm most impressed. So,
are you certified or are you going to be certified now?
I am not certified. I had somebody show me that is certified. Mm-hmm. But my goal is certainly to get certified and my wife and all my kids.
You know, and his surgeon, too, when I was talking to him, he said, even if you can't make it to class, there are so many videos online that show you how to do CPR. So if you can't sign up for a class, you could even just get online tonight.
Yeah.
Check out.
And you don't
some videos.
Need to do mouth-to-mouth anymore. Nope. For anyone out there thinking, I don't want to kiss Dan's snot. You don't have to do that.
not to get gross or anything.
It's all about the chest compressions.
But everybody was doing CPR, so your heart's still, I guess, technically beating.
It's moving the blood through your body.
Because they're making it beat, but you're not breathing. How are you not brain dead?
Certainly a miracle in my eyes.
I mean, nobody gave you mouth-to-mouth, right? I mean, it's snot running all over your lips.
You don't have to do that anymore.
So how do you breathe?
Because the oxygen is going through your body from those compressions.
But you're not getting oxygen through your mouth or your nose.
But you are. We should have, we'll ask a paramedic or an EMT. Okay,
I guess I'm just a little confused.
Because it goes through the blood. And I did the training maybe 3 months ago. It's all you need to do is keep those compressions going. Now, mm-hmm. I've never met anyone that kept it going for an hour, Dan. I mean, that's what's so remarkable is they mm-hmm. just didn't give up. You know, for the doctors at some point to just say, you know, when do we call this? And let's bring your, I would love to bring your wife in really quick if we could.
Yay.
Because you were on the bus.
I was right next to him. Yes.
And
I knew wasn't feeling well. He started having the nausea, which he had been to the emergency room many times in the last months before. And I ran in to get a granola bar. I'm like, and I was kind of frantic. I'm like, he needs something to eat right now.
Yeah.
And went back out, got him water, and he was sweating after Nick interviewed him. We got on the bus. We were the only ones on the bus. The whole crowd was still outside. It was the very end of the taping of the show.
Yeah.
And I said, we need to go. He said, I feel like I'm going to pass out. And he just fell over.
Yeah.
That quick. And his eyes rolled back. And the first person that came on said he's having a seizure. I said, no, he's not having a seizure. something seriously is wrong. He's never had a seizure.
You knew.
And I just turned around and yelled out the window, call 911. Does anyone know CPR? I didn't know what else to do.
Did you know he was having a heart attack?
No, I didn't know what was happening, but I knew he wasn't having a seizure. I've been married to him for 31 years, and he's never had a seizure. I don't even know what... I mean, it didn't look like he wasn't moving around like a seizure.
Yeah, yeah.
He just...
So
and
how
I checked his pulse, and he had no pulse right away.
You knew.
Right away, he had no pulse.
How has this changed you?
Oh, my gosh. Life is short. I mean, we're lucky. We're older. We've been married a long time. We've had a good life. But I wouldn't mind having 20 more years.
Oh. 576-7798. Carrie Stoll, Dan Booz in studio. For those of you just tuning in, a lot of people are saying, I just got in the car. What is the story? If you're unfamiliar with it, on September 21st in the Fox 4 parking lot, they had a big Chiefs bus. And they were interviewing some big Chiefs fans, and Dan Booz is a huge Chiefs fan, near the end of the taping of the show, Dan had a massive heart attack. Carrie Stoll, who works at Fox 4, and others immediately started performing CPR on Dan, and I think it's fair to say saved his life. Dan is joining us in studio. He is a miracle to be alive with a 3-5% chance of survival. Carrie Stoll joining us in studio. And, of course, his wife is joining us as well. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on Dan in Parks. Hey, are you planning to get engaged this year, or is 2019 a big anniversary year for you? If it is, whatever the occasion, it doesn't matter. I have two words of advice. Diamonds Direct. It is amazing what they have brought to our city. It's a game changer. And over the holidays, so many people discovered this amazing store. And like me, when I went to stop by, they were blown away. More selection, higher quality, lower prices. And for the new year, Diamonds Direct has an even larger selection of hand-picked certified diamonds. They've replenished the inventory after Christmas with more diamonds than ever before. Also for 2019, Diamonds Direct has expanded their selection of unique fashion-forward designer jewelry from all the top designers. Rings, bands, earrings, pendants, you name it. One-of-a-kind jewelry. All this, plus the guaranteed best prices and the strongest warranties in Kansas City. Diamonds Direct really is an extraordinary and truly special place. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row. Really rock. Loving Rockets, So Alive. Your legs are strong and you're so, so long and you don't come from this town.
Who's this next?
Rodney!
My head is full of magic, baby, and I can share this with you.
Dan, you better have a sense of humor if you come on this program, my friend, because we're going to make fun of you for nearly dying.
I'm just so darn glad you're here.
Thanks a lot for inviting me. Pleasure to be here. Opportunity to see you guys hard at work.
That's now, your wife just ran out to the car and says she's coming back. Apparently, she has something for you.
It's one of my favorite little side stories about this incredible story. And I do believe, and one of the reasons I thank you both so profusely for being here is I believe someone listening will hear your story. We're going to put it out on social media and podcast it and do all that. Someone will listen to this story and go to the doctor and say, you know what? I don't feel like this is something going on with my stomach. I'm worried this is something with my heart. And it's just such, they called you the miracle man at the hospital.
They did.
And I do believe you are a miracle man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Surrounded by people who, Carrie.
Totally blessed.
Jumped in
sure.
And did what you had to do, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think, you know, I kind of put myself in that position, especially if the guys... You know, got snot all over him, and you know,
yeah.
not a pleasant.
Does that embarrass?
Sight.
Does that embarrass you?
Oh, maybe a little bit.
You're dying. what do you care?
I would worry more about the "I was purple" part than the you know snot on my
face
part.
I wasn't
well,
breathing part.
That's weird because I'd be more concerned about my heart's not beating part.
So you were at, as we mentioned, this Fox 4 Chiefs tailgate fan fest Friday party.
Yes.
I'm assuming, and I assumed correctly, you were wearing a Mahomes jersey because just about everyone's wearing a Mahomes jersey right now.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to make it out to Arrowhead the day before the Red Friday. And so, yeah, less than 24 hours, I had it on, and I was sporting it well.
So you got the jersey on, and you're going to the playoff game Saturday.
Yes.
Like, you are actual super fan.
I am.
You are super fan Dan.
Super fan Dan.
So what happened to the Mahomes jersey you were wearing when you died?
Well, a few days after I got my, wits about me, the wife told me or reminded me that, you know, you had the Mahomes jersey on, and just like all good paramedics, they got to get to the heart. So they cut that jersey right up.
Oh, no, they didn't.
They did not.
They did. And but I kept it.
Right, so. Between the 1 and the 5?
I was actually on the shoulder. So
Come on, you can't lift it up.
So
your wife just ran to go grab the shredded Patrick Mahomes jersey that you were wearing, and I keep saying when you died, because I do believe clinically you were dead. And we're going to get a photo of you holding up that jersey. We're going to shout that out from the rooftops. If it is the last thing I do, we are going to get Patrick Mahomes to sign that jersey for you. I don't want him to sign a new jersey for you. I want him to sign the one they cut off your body as they worked to bring you back.
I just don't want the Chiefs to charge you $60 to park your car.
It's $70 for the bus.
I don't want them to charge you $70.
Hey, you're talking to the million-dollar man now.
Is this it? Is this the jersey that he was wearing?
Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Yep. That's it.
Oh, this one looks like it's... Oh, that is it. Look at that.
Cut it right there.
They cut it in the armpits.
They cut it straight up and over, so it just opened.
Oh, my goodness.
I just picked it up yesterday.
Did you have it stitched back up?
I did.
No, Dana, she had it taped together.
She had to tape it underneath to get it together.
I see it. All right. Well, we're going to get a photo of Miracle Man Dan in his stitch. Well, the jersey stitched up like, I'm guessing, your chest.
Yeah, stitched up.
Does it match? The little zipper match?
Pretty much.
Hey, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Glad you're alive.
Thanks so much.
Carrie, thanks for what you did for him.
Thank you so much for sharing
the story.
I'm happy he's here.
Aw.
But you know what? No more fan fest at Fox 4 for you, Dan. You need to stay away from Nick Vassos.
Yeah, no more talking to Nick Vassos.
I don't know. I think they've had a few since I've been back.
And, I bet Nick Vassos hasn't done any of those interviews.
I haven't gotten that special invite, so.
Weird.
Nick, we're going to keep you away from our viewers.
Dan, you're what's called a liability.
Seriously, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're going to shift from this great story to the main turd woman who collects moose poop and makes jewelry out of it, because that's the kind of show we do. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, battling over baggage for KCI 2.0. More next.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Whether you're looking for a new car, you're looking for a used car, it doesn't matter. They will axe your tax. That is right. That sale is back by popular demand. Pay zero sales tax on the 2018s, the 2019s. Go in and buy the one you want, and they will pay your sales tax for you. It is a huge, real deal going on at Volkswagen of Lee Summit right now, but the offer ends soon, so do not miss out. And remember, if you've got a trade, Volkswagen of Lee Summit will pay you the original base MSRP for that when you buy any new or used car. They deduct only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Head to Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.